The Major League Baseball Players Association shuts down Players Way amid a federal investigation into the initiative's finances. The program, launched by former MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark, aimed to provide clinics and camps for amateur players. However, low attendance and high employee salaries raise red flags, prompting scrutiny from the Eastern District of New York. The investigation follows a whistleblower complaint alleging self-dealing, misuse of resources, and nepotism by Clark, who resigned in February after an internal probe revealed an inappropriate relationship with a union employee. Reports indicate Clark approved substantial fund transfers, often in six-figure amounts, to sustain Players Way despite its limited revenue. While the MLBPA claims an investment of about $3.9 million into the program, sources suggest the actual figure nears $10 million. One former senior official describes Players Way's finances as a black box. Despite this turmoil, the MLBPA maintains over $400 million in liquid reserves as it prepares for a potential lockout when the current collective bargaining agreement expires on December 1st. The LM2 report briefly mentions Players Way's focus on youth sports initiatives.